Hi, my name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes,
we're going to try a flight of craft beer from Japan.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah, fancy. The Japanese craft beers we'll be trying today are from Japan's first microbrewery, Echigo Beer Company in Nagata, Japan. We have Koshihikari Echigo Beer, Japanese Rice Lager, Flying IPA, it's an American IPA, and their Premium Red Ale. From Yoho Brewing Company in Nagano, Japan, we have Suyubi no Nero, or Wednesday Cat. It's a Belgian-style white ale. And we have Sari Umami IPA with dried bonito.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone. Here we are for yet another sud segment, where if you love lively debates on the hot topics and latest news of the day, you're probably in the wrong place. That's kind of not what we do here. But if you like hearing people drink beer, making fun of each other while drinking beer, well then, welcome home. Come on in. We're so glad you made it. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is good old boy Dave.
We're going to have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're already there.
We started. That's usually our starting point.
That is, yes. Well, on today's episode, we're going to try a flight of craft beer from Japan.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah. Fancy.
So while browsing the aisles at one of our local beer stores, I found these beers that looked kind of interesting, and I thought, oh, this will make a good episode. So, good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us the lineup for today?
The Japanese craft beers we'll be trying today are from Japan's first microbrewery, Echigo Beer Company in Nagata, Japan. We have Koshihikari Echigo Beer, Japanese Rice Lager, Flying IPA, it's an American IPA, and their Premium Red Ale. From Yoho Brewing Company in Nagano, Japan, we have Suyubi no Nero, or Wednesday Cat. It's a Belgian-style white ale. And we have Sari Umami IPA with dried bonito. Savory.
Well, thank you, good old boy Dave. We're going to be tasting these beers on the fly and then giving our tasting notes as we go along. That's kind of per the usual around here. And Dave, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
Sure. We'll be tasting and discussing these Japanese craft beers with our suds ratings and signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. Number one.
それは最悪。バドワイザー以外なら何でもいいよ。
Number two.
それはゲップでしたか?
Three.
ああ、ほっとした。
Four.
体は本来そんな音を出すべきではない。
And five.
あのハングタイムを聞いて、もう一回聞かせて。
She doesn't sound like she could really belch that hard, but man, she let that last one go.
She turns completely different with each sound, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Well, that yeah. gas builds up. There it goes.
Yep, there it is.
Gotta go
there
somewhere.
It is. She also makes our rating sound very eloquent.
Yes, an international flair.
Yeah, which is something more than what we're used to.
We've never had that before.
No, we've never been that cool. But, well, anyways.
All right.
Okay. So let's get to the first beer, and that is from Japan's first microbrewery, Echigo Beer Company. They are located in the heart of Niigata Prefecture, which is a region known for its quality rice and sake production.
Ooh.
Now, this brewery formerly produced sake for over a century.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then when the government reformed the liquor tax law in 1993, the brewery established a beer production factory in order to put more unique types of beer into Japan's beer market.
Cool.
And the business was then finally launched in 1995. So sake and beer are both alcohol brewed from grains, but the production process required skills are slightly different.
Sure.
I think that's safe to say, right? So Echigo went through a process of trial and error to find the best flavor for each product, not only producing stout, Weizen, ales, and pilsners,
wow.
They invented a unique lager made from Niigata's super premium short grain rice called the Koshihikari. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of cool, right? Well, this rice lager is 5% ABV. It's a beautiful light color, clear as the day.
Yeah.
Is long. And what are your thoughts?
I think this is, you know, we've had a few rice lagers on the show before. And I think, you know, some kind of a mixed bag. Some are good. Some are not as great. But I think this one might just be a cut above the rest. And maybe it's because of the type of rice, or maybe it's because, you know, this company, they've worked with rice in fermentation for a lot longer. It's probably a combination of those things, you know. But I think this is a very, very good. It's not too sweet. It's got a little sweetness from the rice, but it's not too sweet. It's got this crispness in the front. It's a clean kind of dry finish in the back. Just the right amount of hops. I think this is, as far as a 5% rice lager is going to go, this is probably about as good as you're going to get.
Fair.
What about you?
I love the crispness up front. It's like, it just tastes so fresh, even though, you know, it's in a can.
Yeah.
It had to cross over some water, blah, blah, blah. Really crisp. And then I like the finish and how it just quits. There's no lingering. There's no weird creamy sensation or anything like that.
Yeah. It's, when it's done, it's done. And I think for people who, you know, in, you know, if you're in the Budweiser crowd or the light beer, light lager crowd, this is something I think anyone could just grab up and enjoy. And if you're a craft enthusiast and you want to try something new and light, I think this is a great alternative to bigger beers and things, you know?
And venture out a little bit. I think this would be really cool.
Pairs well with food.
Okay, you know? Is it safe to say it kind of like pairs well with everything?
I think, you know, maybe some real big savory, you know, beefy meals or something, it might get a little bit lost. But honestly, I don't know. I think you could sit down at a pub and have some pizza or wings or something and enjoy this, or Mexican food. Yeah, you're probably right. And I know they say it pairs well with Japanese food, which, I mean, they're going to say, and it probably does. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I think just about anything would go well with this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. And it's low enough on the IBUs where it's not going to offend somebody that doesn't like a lot of hop flavor.
Yeah.
Though I feel like, wouldn't you say that there's the right amount of hop flavor on this?
Yeah, no, it's just right. It keeps it from being too sweet. Mm-hmm. It doesn't overpower. It's clean. This is a very clean, light beer.
Yeah, you know? Cool. What shall we rate this? A 4?
Let's do it.
A 4 it is. And I have to say, I don't, maybe I'm crazy here, but.
Oh, I know that's true.
Whatever. So the can art on this, by the way, is really pretty. This painting from Katsuyuki, Fiji. Yes. Which is a landscape of the rice planting area, which it's from,
yeah.
Is really pretty. But the opening, when I cracked this open to pour it for us, the hole is a lot different. I know that sounds gross, but it's a lot thinner, and it reminds me of like old school cans from the 50s. Like,
yeah,
back home, Gibbons was really popular, and there was like a couple of Gibbons cans in the garage, like that I remember as a kid. And I just remember that small opening thinking, oh, that's kind of odd.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just interesting. Like, I would think that the universal, that it would be like a universal opening, but this is a little smaller.
I don't know. I think there's, you know, different holes for different people. You know? we're all special in our own way.
Oh, you know? Isn't that great?
Some holes are just bigger than others. That's all I know to tell you.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Dave, that's...
You know.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, on the whole, I think this was a pretty interesting beer. And conversation.
But,
Oh, sure.
Yeah, give me that.
I was trying to be serious and have a lively debate, but okay.
No. We're not here for
that. Oh, that's right. That's what we don't do.
To be continued after this brief interlude.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of the rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So in today's episode, we are taking a trip to Japan, and we are doing like a little mini tasting of some beer that we found at the local beer store.
Local.
That is from Japan.
And we are not in Japan, just in case anyone was wondering. If you
no
were confused, our pronunciation of Japanese words is pretty flawless, but we are not in Japan right now.
Hopefully we're not getting banned, but... Anyways, okay, moving on.
Banned once again.
Oh, okay, maybe we are banned. So right before the break, we started with Japan's first microbrewery, Echigo Beer Company. And the second beer from that brewery that we are going to talk about now is the Flying IPA. This is an American IPA, or I should say India Pale Ale. And the ABV on this puppy is 5.5%.
That is not an American IPA. It's maybe an American pale ale.
Well, that's what it says. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an American style India pale ale. Strong bitterness, like impact of a dragon flying up. Refreshing scent of citrus. And this is on their website. And luckily for me, I have Google Interpreter to help me.
Nice. Everyone should have an interpreter.
Yes, I think so. Yep. Their dream is just beginning. Interesting dragon that's has a pint of Echigo. I'm assuming the pale ale in its clenches there. And a very traditional looking Japanese dragon, would you say? Yes?
Sure.
Yeah. So, okay, this one's slightly darker in color, a little bit more caramely color.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it's not super dark, but it's got a nice orange tint to it, or lightly orange tint, deep yellow.
Very foamy.
Very foamy. Yep. The bitterness is actually more. It tastes like an IPA. I guess you might call it a session IPA almost.
Okay.
To me, I mean, with the ABV at 5.5%, I mean, usually we're talking 6.5-7 on an IPA for around here, but actually I think a flavorful 5.5% beer, it's a pretty good way to go. Getting a little bit of resin on here, very earthy to me.
A little creamier,
yeah,
up front compared to the lager, but again, apples and oranges.
Yeah.
You
taste apples and oranges here? Wow, I don't forget that.
No, it's creamy up front, and there is a sharpness at the end, which I'm assuming is just all completely hop related.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of the hoppiness, would you characterize this as maybe leaning into Sierra Nevada territory or not?
I don't know. I don't get that much. Like, I get more pine, I guess.
Okay. Gotcha.
Maybe some citrus. I'm actually having a little bit of trouble kind of nailing it down. It's good. It's just the bitterness up front almost, and then it kind of lingers. So the bitterness is riding all the way through, and it almost is a little much for the body of the beer. Can't really kind of
accommodate it.
Yeah. So it's almost a little unbalanced to me. Not bad, but I think with the addition of maybe a little more caramel malt, I think it would have been a better beer.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels a little, I mean, granted it's creamy on the tongue, but it's a little thin to hold up for the amount of hops that has been put into this.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I just think it could have used a little more of a malt backbone.
Yeah, yeah, to help kind of balance it out and provide a little bit more sweetness to it.
But, I mean, I think that happens if you're trying to make something as an... That's why a lot of IPAs are 6.5-7%, because you need... If you're going to use this much hop, then you're going to need a little more malt to carry it. And it's not like it's a palate burner or anything crazy like that. It's right on the edge of being too much to me.
Yeah. This is a good example of where things can go if it's not completely imbalanced. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to have a pale ale or an IPA, you're going to expect to have hops, whether it's tropical or just juicy or forest floor. Fine.
Whatever. Yeah.
You're going to have that series. And that's what makes beer taste so good, is not only the malt, but what comes from the hops. But at the same time, you need to have that malt backbone.
Yeah.
To balance, like, to put everything in perspective. And this is a little off. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just, again, if they're trying to maintain that low ABV profile, then just maybe rethink the hop approach a little bit, maybe back off or something. But
yeah.
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 Maybe more after boil hops or something, or dry hop or something, so you get more of the actual hop flavor and not as much of the acids.
Yeah, of the sharpness with it. Yeah, yeah. So, okay, so we are going to rate the Flying IPA, American IPA, pale ale, if you will, from Ichigo Beer Company, a 3.
Yeah, 2.5, 3. I think it's okay.
So far, what are you thinking of the two beers that we've had?
Mm-hmm.
And just like how they, if you didn't know they were from Japan, would they blend into the scenery here in the U.S.?
I think the rice lager would stand out as a good rice lager anywhere. And I think the IPA would struggle pretty much anywhere. Like I can think of other IPAs that I would go to before I would get that IPA. But if I'm looking for a nice light lager, I would 100% go. If there was a six pack of that just sitting at the store, yeah. Now, I think these were single cans and they were a little pricier because of the distance they traveled. So that kind of adds a different wrinkle to the conversation.
Oh, sure. Sure.
But, you know, if you went out to eat at a Japanese restaurant or any restaurant and that rice lager was on the beer list, I would snap that up right away.
Yeah. Okay. No, cool. So the next one that we're going to get into is the Premium Red Ale, again from Ichigo Beer Company. Now, this one was in a bottle.
Which, you know, when they travel a long distance in a bottle, you always worry, but...
Sure. And I was a little worried when I cracked the cap and didn't hear anything.
Notes.
Yeah, no, yeah. No. But yet it does have a nice foamy head to it. So this is 6% ABV, so a little bit more. And as you would expect from the color, there is some more malt. This is a beautiful red color, medium-bodied ale, fine bitterness and refreshing scent of citrus from hops. This was a 2018 New York International Beer Competition Gold Award winner.
Mm.
Kind of impressive.
Very impressive, yeah.
And just the fact that they're making a red ale,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy to me.
Well, but I mean, it's not one of the more abundant styles you see, but I think it's cool that when breweries try to do different things, and I think this red ale is probably about as good as any red ale I can think of that I've had. And knowing that there's not a lot of them out there, is still the hops are there. There's some caramel flavor there. Maybe a tiny bit of oxidation, but still nothing that's very off-putting.
No, and I think the hops are kind of like masking that too. Mm-hmm. There is, it's got a really nice mouthfeel to it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, it's not one of those that like super lingers at the end.
Yeah.
You have a bit of sweetness. Well, we'll be back with more about this beer in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode, we are talking about some beer from Japan. In particular, we're talking about the Premium Red Ale from Ichigo Beer Company in Niigata, Japan. And I think this one traveled well in the bottle.
Very well, yeah. And I clearly,
kinda like shockingly so.
I didn't see a date on it, but I don't think it lingered, you know, between the production facility and the store for very long.
Which is good to know.
Best case scenario.
Yeah, though I think this place that I got the beer from is getting better about rotating and being cognizant of that. Because there's nothing worse than going to a beer store, finding something, and then you look at the born-on date.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you gotta be kidding.
Well, the worst thing is you don't look at the date, and then you buy it, and you bring it home, and then you open it, and there's chunks and stuff in it.
Yeah. Okay, so we've established it's darker, it's maltier, it's got a bit of sweetness, got a bit of hops.
Textbook red ale.
Balanced for what it is.
For my money.
Okay, what would you pair this red ale in Japanese food?
You've got a grudge against that microphone today, man.
I do.
It's not. This microphone may not make it through the show. Okay, pair this. Probably something like kind of beefy, like a good burger or a steak, you know.
But in Japanese cuisine?
Okay.
Do they? I mean,
beef teriyaki. They,
yeah. Oh,
Japanese. Do they have steak? Oh, I don't know. Kobe beef, maybe. Like the most expensive beef in the world.
Okay. Fine.
Japanese.
Fine.
They know how to do it right. You know.
They do. I'm still kind of wrapping my head around the fact that they've got a red ale. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's the same with American brewers, though. I mean, if you see a red ale, it's, you know, it's pretty uncommon, you know?
Yes.
It's like, you know, spotting Godzilla, you know, or our version of Godzilla. Big Ginger, you know?
Or the Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just don't see it very often, so it's going to stick out. But I think, this is regardless of the style, I think it's a well-made beer. And it tastes good. It's pleasant. It's still, 6%, you said?
Yeah,
so
6.
It's still like where you could have a couple with a meal and you wouldn't feel burned out or too full from it.
No.
I probably wouldn't have more than two just because it does have that caramel flavor and it's nice, but it's just one of those where it's just gonna kind of fill you up a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's still very tasty. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the Eshigo Beer Company Premium Red Ale, we're going to rate this one a 5.
I can see why they want a gold with it. Yeah.
And really just still impressed by the fact that I'm drinking a red ale from Japan.
Well, I'm just impressed with the Japanese beer so far. I mean, we've had Japanese beers before that. And I think it's, you know, in one way it's like, oh, Japanese, they know how to make beer. Well, yeah, they know how to do, you know, everything. I think Japanese people are in the society. I think they do well. Like, I know Japanese whiskeys are very, you know, a lot of those are very common on the high end, you know, whiskey conversations. And, you know, we love Japanese rock bands, Japanese whatever, you know. So, yeah, I think that they have taken styles that, you know, maybe American breweries popularized, and they do their own twist. Now, the IPA, you know, keep working on it, but that's the only Japanese American style IPA we've had.
So far, I'm not going to
judge them on that one.
No, that's fair. And I think that, like, from making sake to making beer, I mean, yes, they're different, but then they're similar too in a way. And I could see.
Yeah. And I think if you're a process oriented company and you, you know, they said they spent time and trial and error on in their bio, you know, that they spent some time tweaking and probably threw, you know, dumped some batches.